USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Bottled water is being distributed across Texas after a winter storm froze the pipes. Those who do have water have been told it's unsafe to drink and they must boil it. Texas and Louisiana have been through days of freezing cold with no electricity. Governor Greg Abbott says the operator of the Texas power grid, ERCOT, is responsible, saying they didn't boost the power supply ahead of the storm or winterize it.
ERCOT's annual winter assessment, which was designed to ensure the state is prepared, that assessment assured the public of Texas that there would be enough power to meet peak demand this winter.
President Biden is expected to sign a major disaster declaration to get even more relief. Also in Oregon, electric crews are cutting down frozen trees where many residents had been without power for a week. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You could save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The back-to-back storms have made an impact nationally on coronavirus vaccine distribution. Appointments have been delayed or canceled in many areas because of shipping problems due to snow. Andy Slavitt, the White House senior advisor for COVID-19 response, tells ABC it's getting better.
Yesterday was a very good day. We shipped over 4.5 million doses, so we caught up a lot.
On Friday, President Biden toured a Pfizer facility in Kalamazoo, Michigan that's manufacturing vaccines. He also talked about his stimulus package worth almost $2 trillion. He addressed Republicans who say that's too much money.
Let me ask them, what would they have me cut? What would they have me leave out? Should we not invest $20 billion to vaccinate the nation?
On Friday, House Democrats released the full text of their 591-page bill. It includes an increase of the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour. It's expected to pass the House sometime next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The alleged attacker of Olivia Munn's friend's mother has been arrested after she put the word out. With more, here's USA's Mike Fortier.
The actress is friends with the man whose mother was attacked this week by a man in a New York City street in Flushing. Munn shared with her hundreds of thousands of social media followers a surveillance video of the attack on the 52-year-old woman. A suspect was arrested Thursday, and Munn says it's due in part to the internet.
It was an amazing moment of just seeing how powerful the collective can be when we kind of, you know, become an army together.
Munn on CNN Friday, she credits the NYPD for their quick response.
The fact that I could DM the NYPD on social media and say, hey, this happened to my friend's mom. Here are some pictures. Can you help me amplify this? I got a response right away, and they had a wanted poster out, and they were on top of it.
Munn's hearing of the arrest was an emotional moment for her. The victim, by the way, needed 10 stitches, but her son says she's doing okay. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
Kim Kardashian has filed for divorce from Kanye West. TMZ reports that Kardashian is seeking joint custody of their four children, North, Saint, Chicago, and Psalm. Both are abiding by a prenuptial agreement. Kim's reality series, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, ends its 20th season this year. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to our website at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.